愿大家平安。
May peace be with everyone.
在这个礼拜的读经进度里面，有一章在提到大卫数点百姓。
In this week's daily Bible reading, there is a chapter on David taking a census.
那我们晚上来从这一段圣经来学习一些属灵的教训。
Tonight, let us learn a few spiritual lessons from this chapter.
历代志上二十一章。
First Chronicles chapter 21.
历代志上二十一章
First Chronicles chapter 21
第二节
Verse 2 So David said to Joab and to the leaders of the people, Go number Israel from Beersheba to Dan, and bring the number of them to me that I may know it.
如果我们单纯读第二节，我们不会觉得这有什么不对。
If we just read verse 2, we won't think that there's anything wrong with this.
大卫是王啊。
David is the king.
约雅是他的一个可以说是军队的一个元帅统帅。
And Joab was a chief of the army at that time.
所以大卫就叫他说，你们去数点以色列人。
So David told them to go number the Israelites.
所以他要知道他们的数目。
And he wanted to know how many people there were.
那算一算呢，第五节。能够拿刀的以色列人有110万。
And after they had numbered it, all Israel had 1,100,000 men who drew the sword.
然后犹大人有47万。
And Judah had 470,000 men.
那合起来有差不多157万。
And together there was around 157,000 men.
能够打仗的。
Who could go to war.
那到底问题出在哪里？
Where did the problem occur?
因为在民数记里面神也叫以色列百姓要数点百姓。
In the book of Numbers, God told them to take a census.
我们看民数记的第一章。
Let's turn to Numbers chapter 1.
民数记第一章。
Numbers chapter 1.
第一节跟第二节。
Verse 1 and 2. Now the Lord spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai in the tabernacle of meeting on the first day of the second month, in the second year after they had come out of the land of Egypt, saying, 2. Take a census of all the congregation of the children of Israel by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of names, every male individually.
这里神叫以色列百姓数点百姓。
Here God told the Israelites to take a census.
那算的结果一共有几个人呢？
And after they took a census, how many people were there?
如果我们看46节。
If we look at verse 46.
20岁以上能够出去打仗的有60万人。
All who were numbered were 603,550.
所以这两件事情外表看起来都一样。就是去算一算多少人能够打仗。
And these two events, on the outer appearance, seems the same, just counting how many men can go to war.
那在民数记第一章这是神吩咐的。
In chapter 1, God told them to take a census.
因为旷野路开始了，要预备打仗，所以要算看有多少人能够打仗。
Because they were going to begin their journey in the wilderness, so they needed to count how many men could fight.
比方说我们教会里面要算一算多少人能够真的来服侍神。
For example, in the church, we can count how many people can actually serve God.
灵恩布道会要到了，多少人能够出去发传单，多少人能够煮饭，多少人能够做什么工作，我们需要算一算。
ESSC is about to be here. We need to count how many people can go flyer, how many people can cook, and how many people can do other things.
那我们看他在算的时候，每个家族都有算到。
And when we count, every family is included.
所以可见这个教会的圣工应该是每个家族都要参加有份。
So the holy work in the church, every family should take part in.
因为我们教会是很多的家庭组成的。
Because our church is composed of many families.
所以教会的事情就是每个家庭的事情。
So the work of the church is every family's work.
所以在民数记第一章，他们算人数，为的是要打仗。
So in Numbers chapter 1, they took a census so that they knew how many people could fight.
那历代志上这次大卫算人数是为什么呢？
And in 1 Chronicles, why did David want to take a census?
在箴言里面说，君王的荣耀在乎民多。
Proverbs says that a king's glory is in how many able men he has.
所以人越多，就是在古代就是越荣耀。
So in the old times, the more people that a king had, the more glorious he is.
所以大卫数点百姓最重要的原因是要显扬自己的荣耀。
So the most important reason why David took a census was to glorify himself.
那真的，他的能打仗的人比出埃及的时候差不多多了100万人。
And indeed, when he took the census, there were 100,000 more people.
1 million.
1 million more people than that in the.
这是神给他们的恩典。
And that in numbers, and that was the grace of God.
所以在这件事情上让我们了解同样一件事情外表看起来一样，但是里面的动机很可能是不一样。
So regarding this event, we see that although the outer appearance seems the same, but the motive is different.
但是人看人是看外表，神看人是看内心。
When a man sees a man, he sees the outer appearance. But when God views a man, he looks at the inward man.
所以神看人的动机，这个非常重要。
So it is very important to know that God looks at the motives of people.
那动机如果很纯那外表很对的事情，一定会蒙神悦纳。
And if the motivation is pure and the outer appearance is good, then this will be pleasing to God.
但是如果外表看起来很对的，动机不纯这个在神面前还是有问题。
But if the outer appearance seems good, but the inner motive is not good, then this will not be pleasing to the Lord.
因为神看内心。
Because God looks at the heart.
比方说在约翰福音十二章。
For example, in John chapter 12.
约翰福音十二章。
John chapter 12.
十二章这里在记载玛利亚用极贵的香膏膏在主耶稣的身上。
John chapter 12 records how Mary anoints Jesus' feet.
然后我们看第五节。
Let's look at verse 5. Verse 5. Why was this fragrant oil not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor?
所以我们看这个大卫犹大很会讲话这个香膏为什么不卖30两银子周济穷人呢？
We see that Judas Iscariot, in the outer appearance, seems that he had a good motive.
可以很多人吃饱饭啊。
With 300 denarii, it can be given to the poor to feed them.
那现在把它打破，交在耶稣身上一擦就没有了。
Now that it has been broken and anointed on Jesus, it's all gone.
以现在来讲，口才很好。
Right now, it seems that he's very good at talking.
但是第六节就有问题了，看第六，请读。
Verse 6. This he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the money box, and he used to take what was put in it.
原来他是管钱的。
So he cared for the money box.
如果三十两银子再放到他钱袋里面，他有更多可以去偷去用。
If 300 denarii was put into the money box, he could steal more money and use it.
所以神看的不是说外面讲的好这样而已，更重要是里面的动机很纯。
So God does not only look at what is said, but he looks inside the motive.
那犹大虽然讲得很好听，但是里面动机不纯。
So although Judas Iscariot said something very beautiful, but his motive was not pure.
那这个在神面前就有问题了。
And then this is problematic in the eyes of God.
所以我们每一天在面对人，我们也在面对神。
So every day when we are facing man, we are also facing God.
我们都能够想做让人看起来觉得好的事情，这个很好。
We all want to do what it seems good in the eyes of man. This is very good.
但是如果我们里面的动机在神面前非常纯，那这个是完全的，更好。
But if our motive is also pure, then this is perfect and even better.
好，那为什么大卫会想去数点百姓？会得罪神呢？
And so, why did David sin against God when he took a census?
那我们现在就回来看列代志上21章。
Let's look back at 1 Chronicles chapter 21.
历代志上二十一章。
First Chronicles chapter 21.
第一节。
Verse 1. Now Satan stood up against Israel and moved David to number Israel.
这里说撒旦起来攻击以色列人，激动大卫数点百姓。
So here it says that Satan was the one that stood up against Israel and moved David to number the Israel.
所以原来啊，大卫想要数点百姓，这是看不见那个力量，就是魔鬼啊，在他内心里面激动他。
So David wanted to number Israel because Satan was the one that was moving him to do so.
那大卫的内心里面，他有一种今生的骄傲。
And in David's heart, he had the pride of life.
因为他当王啊，他想要把荣耀表现出来，最好的方法就是算看能打仗有多少。
Because he was a king and to show how glorious he is, he could number his people.
那外面有魔鬼。
And outside there is Satan.
所以魔鬼就利用他里面的弱点啊，把他激动他啊，他就让这个弱点来控制他，就去做事情。
And Satan used his weakness to control him.
这样看起来，我们人会犯罪，有外在因素，也有内在因素。
Here we see that we sin because there is an outer motive and there is an inner motive.
圣经说私欲怀胎。
The Bible says that sin comes.
私欲 ，the lust， 好像女人怀胎啊。
Desires come from is like giving birth.
怀胎啊，我还没有 give birth，怀胎。
Like being pregnant.
那这个怀胎会渐渐长大。
And this, this baby inside will continue growing.
你如果没有把它拿掉，到最后会生出小孩子来。
And if we do not take it out, then this baby will, be born.
所以人起初是里面的一点点意念不对。
And so, man originally have a unrighteous thoughts inside.
那这个意念如果没有把它拿掉，这个意念会越来越大，到最后控制几个思想，到最后行动就跑出来。
And if we do not take out these thoughts and control them, then we will do sinful things.
所以里面人有这个罪性。
So inside we have a sinful nature.
那外面有魔鬼。
And outside there is the devil.
那这个两个合在一起我们人就很难不犯罪。
And together, it is very hard for us not sin.
所以我们在所谓灵修，就是常常警醒自己的内心。
So we must spiritually cultivate ourselves to be aware.
像我们刚刚唱的赞美诗。
Like what the hymn we just sang.
圣目如电，神的眼睛在看我们内心，这样从内心最深处不断常常在审查自己。
Our heart is like the temple of God, and God continues to look at us, so we must be very careful.
那另外要很小心那个看不见的魔鬼是。或者说会激动我们的心去讲不应该讲做不应该做看不应该看让我们渐渐走向罪的道路
We must be very careful because the devil which cannot be seen will motivate us to do and say things that we should not be saying or doing
所以这就是为什么大卫会去数点百姓得罪神
And this is why David took a census and sinned against God
那我们信主以后我们做人做事的动机一直调到最后只有一个动机
And after we believe in Christ, we need to make our thoughts so that we only have one motive.
就是荣耀神。
And that is to glorify God.
圣经说我们一切所有都是从神来的。
The Bible tells us that everything we have comes from God.
我们是从灵开始的。
And we began with the Spirit.
有什么都是从神来的。
And everything we have comes from the Lord.
那既然是从神来的。
And since it comes from God.
所以就是要感谢神，荣耀神。
You must thank the Lord and glorify His name.
这个就是我们信仰一直在努力的方向。
And this is the target that we should strive for in our life of faith.
我们做一切到最后是为着荣耀神。
Everything we do should be to glorify God.
在约翰福音里面记载主耶稣。
In the Gospel of John, of course, Jesus.
他给我们一个榜样。
He gave us an example.
约翰福音第五章。
John chapter 5.
约翰福音第五章。
John chapter 5.
四十一节。
Verse 41. I do not receive honor from men.
这里说我不受从人来的荣耀。
For it says, I do not receive honor from men.
所以主耶稣行完神迹，他就躲起来，他不愿意人知道。
So after Jesus did miracles, he hid himself and did not want people to know.
我们现在如果看奥林匹克第一名一定是站在那个讲台最高层的，然后接受荣耀。
Now if we look at the Olympics today, if someone receives first place, they are on the highest step.
这是世界的事。
And this is a worldly matter.
但是主耶稣行完神迹，他就躲起来。
But after Jesus did miracles, he hid himself.
他不要人来的荣耀。
He did not want glory from man.
我们再看44节。
Let's look at verse 44. How can you believe who receive honor from one another and do not seek the honor that comes from the only God?
所以他就提到这些周围的人，当然有一些是文士法利赛人，互相受荣耀，但是不求从独一是神来的荣耀。
And here he mentions the people around, including Pharisees and scribes.
那这样你怎么能够信我呢？
How can you believe and then receive honor from one another and still believe in me?
所以如果我们在彼此的身上看到神的恩典，感谢神，神让你书读得很好，这样很好。
If we see the glory of God upon each one of us, then this is very good. We should thank God.
所以我们每个人身上都有神的恩典。
Every one of us has received blessings from God.
那我们看到的目的就是要感谢神，赞美神。
And when we see this, we should glorify God and thank Him.
使我们的心更靠近神。
So that our heart may be closer to Him.
但是这个社交的场合就不是这样。
But it is not like this in a social matter.
社交的场合就是互相受荣耀。
In social events, they are honoring each other.
那这个场合结束了，大家都很高兴。为什么？你称赞我，我称赞你，捧得到天上去啊。
And after the social event is over, they all feel very happy because they are all praising each other and they feel very proud.
但是这个心态如果没有改变，很难在教会信耶稣。
But if they do not change this mindset, it is very hard to serve God in the church.
信主耶稣一切都要荣耀神。
Because once you believe in God, you must glorify God in everything.
一切都从神来的。
Because everything comes from God.
第八章，约翰福音第八章。
John chapter 8.
第八章的五十节。
Verse 50. 50. And I do not seek my own glory. There is one who seeks and judges.
这里说我不求自己的荣耀。
Here it says that I do not seek my own glory.
这是主耶稣第二次在提到。
This is the second time that Jesus mentions it.
再看十二章四十三节。
Let's look at chapter 12, verse 43. For they love the praise of men more than the praise of God.
我们看四十三节。
43. For they love the praise of men more than the praise of God.
这里说他们爱人的荣耀过于爱神的荣耀。
Here it says that they love the praise of men more than the praise of God.
为什么这样讲呢？
Why does it record this?
因为有时候我们尊重人超过于尊重神。
Because sometimes we respect man more than we respect God.
因为有一个瞎眼的被医好。
Because there was a blind man who was healed.
人就问他说：“你是你的小孩子是怎么好的呢？”
And someone asked, "How were you healed?"
他不敢讲，还是主耶稣医好他了。
And he did not dare mention that Jesus was the one that healed him.
因为这样怕被赶出会堂。
Because he was scared that he would be cast out of the temple.
所以有时候我们很在乎在人面前的形象。
So sometimes we care a lot about what people think of us.
就像这个瞎眼的父母，他在乎在文士法利赛人面前的形象，所以他不敢讲主耶稣把我的小孩子医好。
Like the parent of the blind child, they were scared because they were afraid of what the Pharisees and scribes would think about them.
那这样叫爱人的荣耀过于爱神的荣耀。
And this is called loving the praise of men more than the praise of God.
那有时候为着神的荣耀，我们在人面前会羞耻。
And sometimes, to be praised by God, we will feel humiliated by man.
因为当时主耶稣大家都看不起。
Because at that time, people did not look up to Jesus.
那你承认他，这是一种羞耻。
And if you accept him, then this is a humiliation.
但是你有承认他，这个是主耶稣的荣耀，因为他把一个人的瞎眼都医好了。
But if you accept him, this is the glory of God because he healed a blind man.
所以我们在主耶稣身上、门徒身上都看到他们非常的谦卑。
So in Jesus and in his disciples, we see that they were very humble.
他们做圣工服侍神，只有一个目标，高举神的荣耀。
In their holy work and everything they did, it was to glorify the name of God.
啊，因此这个大卫要数点百姓的时候。
And so when David wanted to take a census,
他这个元帅约雅他有良心了，他说不要做。
Joab, the ambassador, told him not to do it.
好，我们来回来看二十一章。
Let's turn back to chapter 21.
二十一章的第三节下半句。
Chapter 21, verse 3, the second half.
我主为何吩咐行这样事？为何是以色列人现在罪里呢？
Why then does my Lord require this thing? Why should he be a cause of guilt in Israel?
所以有时候如果有人真的很爱我们，出于爱心，告诉我们，你这样讲，你这样想是不对的，我们要从心里面这样感谢。
Sometimes when someone loves us a lot and tells us something out of love, that something we do is not right, we should be thankful.
我们常常是在人面前听到人的赞美，但是批评都是在背后。
In front of man, we often hear their praises, but behind them, they are saying bad things about us.
但是约雅他很勇敢，他告诉大卫这样不好。
But Joab was very brave, and he told David that this was not right.
你这样做让以色列陷在罪里面了。
He said that that by doing so, David would be a cause of guilt in Israel.
忠言逆耳，但是他真的他把他的话讲出来。
And he was brave enough to say what he felt.
好，那第四节，王的命令就胜过约雅。
And verse 4, nevertheless, the king's word prevailed against Joab.
所以约雅不得已，他就去算数算百姓了。
So Joab had to go and take the census.
好，这是第一点啊，为什么会犯罪
？This is the first point why he would commit sin.
我们内在有罪性，外在有魔鬼。
Inside we have impure motives, and outside there is the devil.
第二点。
Second point.
我们就来看罪与罚，罪跟那个它的结果 consequence.
Let's look at the sin and the consequence of sin.
我们看这个第八节。
Let's look at verse 8.
请读。
Verse 8. So David said to God, "I have sinned greatly because I have done this thing. But now I pray, take away the iniquity of your servant, for I have done very foolishly."
大卫数点百姓以后
，After David took a census，
然后他就向神悔改
，He repented to God。
我有罪了。
He told God that he sinned greatly。
求你除掉仆人的罪。
May you take away the iniquity of your servant。
因为我所行的甚是愚昧。
Because for I have done very foolishly。
犯罪就是愚昧。
Sinning is foolishness。
为什么？
Why?
因为犯罪一定会有一个后果连在后面。
Because there is always a consequence of sinning.
但是人在犯罪的时候，常常觉得说人不知道。
But while man sin, if they feel that no one knows.
或者说这没有关系。
Or it's okay.
不会有什么事情发生。
Nothing will happen.
但是大卫的犯罪，他就知道我在神面前做这个很愚昧。
But after David sinned, he realized that what he had done was very foolish.
为什么？
Why?
因为犯罪的第一个结果就是跟神的关系发生问题。
Because the first consequence of sinning is to have, is to draw farther away from God.
神是圣洁的。
God is holy.
一个罪人就没有办法靠近神。
And a sinner cannot draw near to God.
他也没有办法服侍神。
And he cannot serve God.
他的祷告也没有办法达到神面前。
And his prayer will not be heard by God.
这个关系好像切断一样。
And this relationship is like it's cut.
那恩典就结束了。
And the grace ends there.
所以这个是愚昧。
So this is foolishness.
那我们就可以看到接下去第九节开始。
Then we see in verse 9.
神就吩咐先见加德去告诉大卫。
Starting from verse 9, the Lord spoke to Gad, David's seer.
说有三个灾殃你可以选。
To tell David to choose from three things.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
是要三年的瘟疫呢，还是被敌人追三个月呢，或者瘟疫三天？
Either 3 years of famine, 3 years to be defeated by your foes with the sword of your enemies, or 3 days by the sword of the Lord.
也就是说，这个三个你一定要选一个，一定会有一个后果。
And that is, you have to choose out of the three. There is definitely a consequence.
从创世纪开始
，Starting from Genesis，
神就告诉亚当跟夏娃。
God told Adam and Eve，
这个园中所有你都可以享受。
You can eat anything in this garden。
恩典很丰富啊。
There is an abundance of blessings。
好，包括享受跟神亲密的关系。
And even to have an intimate relationship with God.
但是只有这个善恶树你不可以吃。
But you cannot eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
你吃的日子必定死。
The day that you eat of it, you will surely die.
就是这个后果。
And this is the consequence.
那现在魔鬼跟夏娃谈。
And after the devil talked to Eve.
就把这个后果讲得不一定了，不一定会死。
And he made the consequence seem that it wasn't too bad.
然后把它讲成很好，你眼睛会明亮，你会跟神一样。
And he said, as if it was very good, that your eyes would be bright and you would be like God.
很多好处，那坏处又不一定会发生，吃吧。
There are many good things that will happen, the bad things might not happen, so just eat it.
那个是魔鬼的工作。
This is the work of the devil.
一吃了以后就受咒诅了。
And after they ate it, they were cursed.
所以有时候罪虽然可以赦免，
so although the sin sometimes can be forgiven，
但是那个 consequence， 那个后果会跟着，不，意思有时候一生跑不掉。
But the consequences will always follow.
所以为着这个原因哦，即使神会赦免，也不要犯罪。
And for this reason, even though the Lord may forgive us, but we should not commit sin.
我们看这个撒母耳记下。
Let's look at 2 Samuel.
撒母耳记下的十二章。
2 Samuel chapter 12.
撒母耳记下十二章。
2 Samuel chapter 12.
从十一节。
Starting from verse 11.
一直到十四节，请读。
To verse 14, verse 11. Thus says the Lord, Behold, I will raise up adversity against you from your own house, and I will take your wives before your eyes and give them to your neighbor, and he shall lie with your wives in the sight of the sun. 12, for you did it secretly, but I will do this thing before all Israel, before the sun. 13, so David said to Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. And Nathan said to David, The Lord also has put away your sin, so you shall not die. 14. However, because by this deed you have given great occasion to the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme the child, also who is born to you shall surely die.
其实大卫十条诫命犯三条。
In the Ten Commandments, David sinned against three.
他借刀杀人，第六条。
He murdered, which was he broke the sixth commandment.
第七条。
He committed adultery.
杀贪恋别人的妻子。
And he coveted another man's wife.
那后来神说是你罪得赦的。
And then the Lord told him that your sins have been forgiven.
在第十三节。
In verse 13.
好，说你的罪已经除掉了。
The Lord has put away your sin.
所以你不至于死。
You shall not die.
但是十四节。
But verse 14.
因为呢，你这样让神的名受到亵渎啊，所以后果除不掉，你孩子会死。
Because you have allowed the enemies to blaspheme the Lord's name, your son will die.
那前面有讲啊，他的家里面要发生一些问题。
And before that, there it records that his house.
所以从十三章开始，大卫的家就很乱了。
His house will have some problems. And in verse 13, there is chaos in his house.
罪赦免了，但是那个后果一直下来。
The sin has been forgiven, but the consequences continue.
所以有时候我们在教会也是一样哦，神是怜悯的。
So sometimes in the church, it is also the same thing. God is merciful.
我们犯罪，神会赦免。
When we sin, God will forgive us.
所以约翰一书说，神是信实的。
So First John tells us that God is faithful.
我们一定要到神面前来求神赦免。
We must come before God and ask Him to forgive us.
但是有时候后果没有办法拿掉。
But sometimes the consequences cannot be taken away.
所以为着这个原因，即使神会赦免，也不要犯罪。
So for this reason, even though the Lord may forgive us, we should not sin.
那以赛亚书里面
In the book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书的三十九章。
Isaiah chapter 39.
我们看以赛亚书三十九章。
Isaiah chapter 39.
从第五节
starting from verse 5，
一直到第八节，请读。
So verse 5, then Isaiah said to Hezekiah, Hear the word of the Lord of hosts. 6, Behold, the days are coming when all that is in your house and what your fathers have accumulated until this day shall be carried to Babylon. Nothing should be left, says the Lord. 7, and they should take away some of your sons who will descend from you, whom you will beget, and they should be eunuchs in the palace of the king of Babylon. 8, so Hezekiah said to Isaiah, The word of the Lord which you have spoken is good, for he says, At least there will be peace and truth in my days.
这个在讲这个以利亚以赛亚得罪神。
Here it says that
Isaiah
sinned against God.
他怎么得罪神
？How did he sin against God？
因为当时巴比伦王差遣使者来。
Because at that time, the Babylonians sent a few people there.
然后以赛亚西西家了，对不起西西家王。
So Hezekiah, King Hezekiah. Yeah.
那西西家给他看什么
？What did Hezekiah show them?
第四节。
Let's look at verse 4.
以赛亚说：“他们在你家看见什么？”西西家说：“凡我家中所有，我都给他财宝，没有一样不给他们看。
”Verse 4, Isaiah said, "What have they seen in your house?" So Hezekiah answered, "They have seen all that is in my house. There is nothing among my treasures that I have not shown them."
那西西家为什么要给他看
？Why did Hezekiah show them?
也是荣耀。
That is also for his glory.
哇，你看我金银满地，我这武器多大。
I have so many treasures. Look how great I am.
哦，他们在你家看见什么
？And what did they see in your house?
哦，就是要显扬自己的荣耀。
He wanted to glorify himself.
哦，那在第五节以后
，And after verse 5,
神就借着以赛亚对西西家讲。
The Lord through Isaiah told Hezekiah.
你家所有的积蓄都要被掳到巴比伦。就不留下一样。
Everything you have will be carried to Babylon.
然后你的孩子有被掳去的。
And your sons will also be exiled there.
第八节。
Verse 8.
但是在第八节神还是看顾这个西西家王，所以在他生平的日子，这个事情没有发生。
But in verse 8, we see that the Lord still looked after Hezekiah during when he was still alive.
所以我们在列王记上历代志上，在看到大卫数点百姓以后的结果让我们知道，我们一定要如果真的犯罪要悔改，但是会有后果。
So in First Chronicles, we see that after David took the census.There was the consequences of the sin, so this allows us to know that when we sin, there will also be consequences.
好，我们现在回来看，列代志上。
Let's turn back to First Chronicles.
列代志上的二十一章。
First Chronicles chapter 21.
好，十三节。
Verse 13.And David said to Gad, I am in great distress. Please let me fall into the hand of the Lord, for his mercies are very great, but do not let me fall into the hand of man.
在前面呢，神借着先知告诉他，你有三个可以选择。
So before this, the Lord through Gad told David that he had three things to choose from.
三年的饥荒，这是大自然不出产了。
3 years of famine. This is natural disaster.
但是三年被敌人追杀，这个就要面对人了。
But 3 months to be defeated by our foes is to be met.
No. 3 days of 瘟疫这是神的使者下来的。
And 3 years of plague is from the angel of the Lord.
所以这个三个选择，你要面对大自然的灾难，还是要面对人的追杀，还是要面对神借瘟疫的刑罚？
So from these three choices, do you want to face a natural disaster, to face man, or to face the punishment of God?
但是这三个都很难都很辛苦。
And these three choices were all very difficult.
但是到最后大卫选什么
？But in the end, what did David choose?
他选择三天的瘟疫。
He chose 3 days of pestilence.
不是说那个时间比较短。
Not because the days were shorter.
他说我宁愿落在神的手里。
He says, "Let me fall into the hand of the Lord."
为什么
？Why?
因为他有丰盛的怜悯。
For his mercies are very great.
那我不愿意落在人的手里。
I do not want to, but do not let me fall into the hand of man.
为什么
？Why?
因为人没有怜悯。
because a man does not have mercy.
这个大卫本身还没有当王以前，有面对这样的操练。
Before David was king, he went through trials of this kind.
他到底做错什么？
And what did he do?
没有啊。
Or did he do anything wrong? No.
啊，他把那个哥利亚的头斩下来。
He defeated Goliath.
哦，那扫罗就受不了了。
And Saul could not handle this.
啊，再加上妇女歌颂啊，大卫杀死万万，扫罗杀死千千。
And people said that David killed tens of thousands, but Saul killed thousands.
这个扫罗火就烧起来了。
And Saul was filled with fury.
他就开始要杀大卫。
And he wanted to kill David.
那跑来在山上这样跑来跑去。
And after he ran around in the mountains.
那到底大卫得罪他什么？什么也没有。
Did David do anything against Saul? No.
大卫有两次机会把他杀掉，但是也没有动手。
David had two chances to kill Saul, but he did not do so.
所以这里大卫就知道我不愿意落在人的手里。
So here David knew that he did not want to fall into the hands of man.
我宁可落在神的手里。
He would rather fall into the hands of God.
因为他有怜悯。
Because he has mercy.
今天我们所拜的神是怜悯的神。
So today the Lord that we worship is a merciful and compassionate God.
那神的怜悯在哪里显现？
So where does the mercy of God show?
如果十四节
Verse 14.
神降瘟疫，以色列人就死了七万。
So the Lord sent a plague upon Israel, and 70,000 men of Israel fell.
那这个使者刚要灭耶路撒冷的时候，神就后悔了。
And when the angel of the Lord was going to send the plague, the Lord already relented.
这个后悔不是说神做错事情后悔。
This relentment isn't that.God did something wrong.
这个后悔就是他神的一种忧伤。
God relented because he was sorrowful.
那他就不降这个灾祸。
And then he did not send the disaster.
所以就吩咐天主说住手吧。
So he told the angel to stop.
所以三天的灾殃可能不到一天神就结束了。
So the 3 days of plague, not even one day, it wasn't there for even one day, and God relented.
神的心呢，真的是超过我们人所能够衡量的。
Because the heart of God is beyond what we can possibly imagine.
我们看诗篇一百零三篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 103.
诗篇一百零三篇。
Psalm 103.
第八节。
Verse 8.
第九节。
Verse and 9. Verse 8. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in mercy. 9. He will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. Verse 10, he has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities.
旧约拜的神跟我们现在拜的是一样的。
The Lord in the Old Testament is the same God as we worship today.
这里说神有怜悯有恩典。
Here it says that the Lord is merciful and gracious.
为什么需要怜悯？因为人很软弱。
Why does he need to be merciful? Because man is very weak.
所以人很容易犯罪。
So a man commits sin very easily.
所以我们需要神的怜悯。
So we need the mercy of God.
那神不轻易发怒。
And God does not anger easily.
如果我们把神想做，你讲一句话，神也在生气，你做这样，神也在生气，神天天在生气，时时在生气，这个是我们对神认识不够。
If we think that God is angry with us each day, then this means that we do not know God enough.
这里讲神不容易，不轻易生气。
Here it says that the Lord is slow to anger.
为什么？因为他有丰盛的慈爱。
Why? Because he is abounding in mercy.
所以神拣选我们，他也接纳我们的缺点。
So God chose us and he accepts our weaknesses.
所以他愿意帮助我们，让我们逐渐的在缺点上完全。
He is willing to help us so that our weakness may be made perfect.
那第十节说，他没有按我们的罪过待我们。
Verse 10 says that he has not dealt with us according to our sins.
你看，我们人跟人常常在算旧账。
Man and man often look upon, often keep grudges against one another.
夫妻之间也是一样。
And it's the same with spouses.
你以前做有怎样怎样这样，已经挣很久了，再弄出来算。
He used to do this and this and that, and it was a long time ago, but they still bring it up.
但是这里说，神没有照我们的罪过待我们。
But here it says that.God has not dealt with us according to our sins.
十二节。
Verse 12.
东离西有多远，他叫我们的过犯离开我们有多远。
As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us.
所以我们若愿意悔改，神就把我们的罪就拿掉了，就是无穷远的，全部就拿掉了。 不再纪念。
So if we are willing to repent, then God will remove our sins and will no longer remember them.
哦，这个是神的怜悯。
So this is the mercy of God.
所以大卫得罪神，到最后还是继续当王，这是神的怜悯。
So David committed sin against God, but he continued to be the king, and that is the mercy of God.
好，那我们再看啊，回来看啊，历代志上的21章。
Let's turn back to 1 Chronicles chapter 21.
18.
Therefore, the angel of the Lord commanded Gad to say to David that David should go and erect an altar to the Lord on the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite.
这里说，神的使者告诉大卫要在山上来献，筑一座坛来献祭。
Here it says that the angel of the Lord commanded David to erect an altar of the Lord on the threshing floor.
26.
And David built there an altar to the Lord and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings and called on the Lord and he answered him from heaven by fire on the altar of burnt offering.
到最后大卫真的在那里筑一座坛献平安祭燔祭来求告神。
And David did build an altar and sacrifice burnt offerings to the Lord.
那神就应允他从火从天上降下来在祭坛上。
And the Lord answered him from heaven by fire on the altar of the burnt offering.
那神吩咐使者他就收刀入鞘。
And the Lord commanded the angel to draw back the sword.
所以这个数点百姓这件事情就过去了。
And the matter of the census went past.
所以这个也告诉我们，我们最得赦免要常常有感恩的心。 This
tells us that when our sins are forgiven, we should have a very thankful heart.
所以诗篇103篇在讲神的恩典里面，有一点就是他赦免我们的罪。
So Psalm 103 talks about the many blessings of God, and one of them is that God forgives our sins.
他没有照我们的罪来报应我们。
And he does not deal with us according to our iniquities.
那要怎么办？
And what should we do?
就是要常常用感恩的心爱神更多。
We need to always have a thankful heart and to love God even more.
那这样神就喜悦了。
And then this will be pleasing to God.
所以保罗说我是罪魁啊，罪人的头。
So Paul says, I am the head of the sinners.
但是他后半生做很认真要把这个补过来，因为过去得罪神。
But in the latter part of his life, he did what he could to serve the Lord.
那彼得呢，三次否定耶稣。
And Peter, he denied Jesus 3 times.
他最后也是要多做很多，要把他否定耶稣，这样把他补过来。
And then in the latter part of his life, he had to do much more to ask for forgiveness and to repay the love of God.
所以神赦免我们的恩，我们要加倍的爱神，这样来报答他。
So when God forgives us, we must do even more to repay him.
好，唱诗 225首。
Let's sing hymn 225. 15 minutes to pray for the Irvine Diocese.
请我们每一天为着下个月将要马上要到灵部的祈祷。
Let us pray each day for the ESSC that will be occurring next month.
一起来祷告。
Let us pray together.